हरे कृष्णा। टॉलरेंस मीन्स टू कॉल ऑफ आवर वॉर विथ रियलिटी। टॉलरेंस इज समटाइम्स सीन एज इम्पोर्टेंस, एज वीकनेस। नाउ इफ आई टॉलरेट वॉट एवर इज हैपनिंग टू मी, देन वोंट दैट मेक मी वीक? वोंट दैट मेक मी मार्क मी एज अ पावरलेस पर्सन? नॉट एट ऑल। टॉलरेंस doesn't mean that we just passively accept whatever happens to us. Tolerance essentially means we stop fighting in resentment and denial of the reality of what is happening. So, for example, if we are going on a road and somebody, we are going up urgently for an important meeting, and suddenly someone just cuts us along the road. And then now we feel angry, we scream and shout, and now what happens over here is that that person is anyway cut, and most likely that person has gone away. Maybe that person didn't even notice, or that person noticed and got a devilish delight out of rankling us. But whatever it was, the point is that event has happened now, and when we try to fight against reality, or for take another example, is that we are caught in a traffic jam. So we are going to, and when we are in the traffic jam, it's very frustrating. But as long as we are resenting that reality, we can't do anything to rectify the reality. So to the extent we are facing the problem, and we would much rather have not faced that problem. But now the reality is that the problem is very much there. Out there it is there. And it has to some extent thwarted our plans. We may not be able to reach in time for the meeting. Now, what can we do in such a situation? Tolerance means to call off our war against reality. Because if I keep fighting against the reality, in the sense that, why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? That resentment which we feel, it worsens the problem. And in that way, we make our capacity to deal with the situation lesser. We deplete and even destroy our capacity. So that's how there is a problem out there. But when we don't have tolerance, then we become filled with negativity because of the problem, and thus our situation becomes doubly difficult. We have to deal not only with the outer problem, but with the inner aggravation of our emotions that is being caused by that problem. But when we have tolerance, then we stop fighting with reality. We call off our wall with reality. It's not worth fighting. Now, reality is what is going to win. The traffic jam is not going to go away just because I am going away in fumes, out of fury and frustration and resentment. No. So, when we have tolerance, then we can deal calmly with that situation. Decide, what can I do in this situation? Okay, maybe I can call and reschedule the appointment. Maybe I can call and apologize. Or maybe I can just find a place close by and I can attend that meeting on Skype or on phone, and that way things can be move on. So the point is that we can find a solution when we are not letting ourselves being devoured by frustration because of the situation. So Bhagavad Gita talks about this tolerance when Krishna tells that he says that matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha आगमापायिनो नित्यास्तांसि तिक्तश्चिक्षस्व भारत. So, मात्रास पर, he says that whatever emotions we are experiencing, sukha dukkha, the distress that we experience, it is because of external sensory contact. And he says that just as sun is, just as sometimes in summer there is winter, we can't change it. And resenting it only makes that, it's not going to change that reality. Just tolerate it. Now, after tolerate, once we accept it, that okay, it's going to be cold, it's winter now, then I will decide how to deal with it. Maybe I will take more warm clothes, I will have greater heating, or I will reschedule my work so that I can work in a warmer environment, whatever. We can deal with it thereafter. So tolerance is a cardinal virtue. Krishna says that tamstikshasva bharata, tolerate. By tolerating, we will be able to deal with our situations much more intelligently, much more maturely. And this war against reality we can call off the war against reality much more easily when we understand that the outer reality is not the only reality. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks that in the previous verse, this is 2.14, Tamstishtavada, prior to that is 2.13, that is, that Dehino Smita Dehe, that we are souls. And when we understand our spiritual identity, then we understand there is an alternate reality also, there is a higher reality. And not alternate reality, it's a parallel higher reality. And when we, the more we situate ourselves in spiritual reality, by understanding spiritual knowledge, by practicing devotional meditation, then we can be less and less disturbed by outer reality. Even when the outer physical or material reality becomes disturbing, we don't have to fight resentfully against it, because we can withdraw into the higher spiritual reality, gain solace and strength, and with that solace and strengthened situation, we can re-emerge in the material reality, and rather than fighting with resentment against it, we can fruitfully try to resolve it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.